James Kincaid, a.k.a. Bimbo Jimbo, here with the Best Damn Nerd Show, Lucha Lowdown, everything. Friend of the show, the Wera Loca, Taya joins us from Comic-Con. Taya, how
What's
are you?
What's up? Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
I think last time we saw you briefly at WrestleMania weekend in New Orleans.
Yeah, that whole weekend was a blur.
Yes. Yeah, well, hey, it was in New Orleans. It's a blur for everybody. Yeah, absolutely. And then before that, of course, Boone the Bounty Hunter's premiere in San Francisco, which was great fun. So.
Which is now on Netflix.
Yep. Hey, shamelessly plug. Where can people get Boone the Bounty Hunter?
They can watch it on Netflix. Boone the Bounty Hunter, starring my husband.
That's right. Okay, good deal. Always got to make sure we get the Boone plug in there. Yeah. But Lucha Underground Season 4.
Yes.
All the Believers, we were so stoked that they came back for a fourth season. I know when we last talked to you, we were still sort of in that limbo period. Mm-hmm. So just how stoked were you that you were going to continue on with all that momentum?
It was so amazing to be back in the temple, even when it was a different temple. But it was just, there's nothing that compares to the Lucha Underground crowd. When you look at, I'm so bad, like, as much, it's written all over my face when I'm really excited about something. So, like, the first episodes, if you watch of this season, when I first come out through the tunnel with Johnny, like, I have the biggest shit-eating grin on my face.
The cat that swallowed the canary.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Because it's true. Like, we just love being there and love making this product so much that, I mean, it's magical for us as well. So we're very happy to be back.
Yeah, well, we're super, super stoked to have you back for season 4 and hopefully beyond, knock on wood, for that.
Yeah.
How do you like the new temple? How does it compare or contrast from the first temple for you?
Honestly, it has the same, like, kind of like grungy downtown LA feel, warehouse feel, but it was a much bigger space, so we weren't tripping over each other like kind of how we were in the other temple. So the costume area had more space, our practice area had more space, like the sets had bigger, more area to work in. And I don't know, it was great. It was really nice to have that fresh start and be somewhere new, especially after that long break. So we were all really excited to make it our new home.
What is Taya looking to bring specifically? Like, what do you bring in season 4 that you can sort of tease us on?
Season 4, you see a really different Taya, for sure. And it was like almost just, it happened on its own. It wasn't intentional, like the way that my character evolved. I mean, towards the end, there's some crazy stuff that happens. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. What am I talking about? Like, the middle, there's craziness. But just there's like a really significant growth in the way Taya comes across from episode 1 to the end of season 4, which really was created by the work that I had done leading up to season 4 and as well by the fans. The fans reacted to me in a way that I did not expect, in a very positive way. So you're going to see just this kind of evolution of me as in my character. So it's really cool.
You talk about how the Believers reacted to you and everything like that. I mean, it was such a great response right from you, you know, the jump when you joined the Lucha Underground and everything like that. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, your fans and just how awesome that they are to you? Because they seem to have really connected with you.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be as genuine as possible, even though this is pro wrestling and we play characters and, you know, people who know me as Kira myself or know me as just Taya. But I try to be as genuine as possible so that I'm relatable, even though I play a villain or I play a good guy or whatever it is that I'm playing on whatever company that I'm working for, or if I'm in Mexico or in the US or Canada. I really just try to be genuinely myself in my media and my social media and everything that I do, because I just feel like that has you have a better connection with the fans. And as much as people say, well, people want to see you be glamorous and all this kind of stuff that a lot of like celebrity people will do, I think that there's something to be said for just being yourself and for showing that you too are vulnerable and have issues and you're kind of an open book, because no matter what, they're always going to pick you apart, so you might as well just be honest about it. And I feel like that's a way that I've gained a lot of fans, is just by that honesty and really being there as a person and not just as what you see on television.
Yeah, you build that strong connection for sure. So how was it, you know, you mentioned that you are now married to the great Johnny Mundo, the mayor of Slamtown. Was that ever
Johnny gimmick name?
Yes, exactly. Insert whatever. Yeah. How, you know, how was that sort of sharing that on, you know, with the fans and everything like that? Is that any sort of fear, or like,
so,
you don't want to keep
so
certain things
strange.
Personal?
I don't know. It's like, it's weird because it was all over the internet in 30 seconds anyways, the day of, because all the groomsmen were taking selfies and posting pictures. Because they had pockets, and the bridesmaids didn't, obviously, so they didn't have any phones. But so I knew that it was going to be all over the internet in 5.2 seconds, and it was. Didn't bother me. We've been honest about our relationship and honest about, you know, the things that we go through as individuals, as Kira and John and Aunt Taya and Johnny. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was okay. I thought it was great. It was just, I felt like I was sharing it with my family. So it was really cool. I mean, obviously there's certain things that we haven't put out there, like our wedding video or something like that, but like we try to just be, you know, let fans in on being part of our lives as well to a certain degree, because that's naturally it's going to happen that way. So
how big is it? Because, you know, wrestling is such a unique industry, media is such a unique industry. It's something I've sort of thought about in my own life, but as far as having somebody that completely understands like the mm-hmm. business you're in and just like the ups and downs and sort of the demands of it, is that something that just like sort of really bonds?
Of course people? It did. I mean, I think the coolest thing right now is that we're actually getting asked to go work more and more together. We always worked together on the indies and wrestled and traveled together, but I feel like now we're getting to do it more often just because people automatically assume that we're together all the time, which is really great. I mean, today, like, obviously, he's not here. He was just at MLW in New York, but he's meeting me in Dallas. We're going to go to Dallas, and we have some shows there for the next few days. So, I mean, it's cool because I have somebody that's, like, my number one fan and my supporter, but also my best friend. And, you know, if I have an issue, he listens. If I don't believe in myself, he believes in me, and he always is pushing, and I believe that I do the same for him. So that's really a huge part of, like, why we work and why this will go on the way that it's going forever, because, oh, my God, I sound so cheesy.
No, it's beautiful.
But it is just
Taya
the way.
Taya bringing the feels. That's great.
It's the reason it works, and it's the reason, you know, we're together, and it's the reason we married each other.
That's
so
super sweet.
Yeah.
You could, yeah, you bring in the feels. Way to go, Taya. Last one about John, just because, I mean, super stoked. I love all of your guys' projects. Seeing that John's going to be in the next season of Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
So I know you obviously can't share very much, but just how was that for you as his wife and having to sort of, like, deal with that?
That was the hardest 7 weeks of my life. It was right. A lot of people didn't know where he was. I was managing all his social because he wasn't able to have a phone, obviously. But it was right after we finished Lucha, and he came home 3 weeks before our wedding. So it was very stressful. I was not able to speak to him.
I was wondering about who was planning that.
No, I was planning everything. He is fully aware. No, thank God it went off without any glitches or anything. But it was a very, very, very hard 7 weeks for me, and I mean it was equally hard but in different ways for him, but I was very happy. I was very happy for him to come home. I was a little mad for like half a day, just like, I can't believe you
left
me here.
I remember I saw the tweet of like how excited you were.
Yeah, I mean,
like
obviously I just missed him so much, so I was excited for him to come home, and now I'm just like, oh, whatever, it's gonna be an interesting few weeks and months when that starts airing, and whatever else happens when Survivor starts airing. I believe it starts airing at the end of September. Stay tuned for that. The mayor of Slamtown goes to the island, you know? So it's going to be interesting no matter what.
Do you have any interest in maybe following suit?
There is no way I could do Survivor. Let's be completely honest. Like, I can't.
I think you'd be great.
Oh, my gosh, no. I have a few friends that have done Big Brother. That sounds horrible as well. Like,
Vibra, right, was on Big Brother?
Yeah, Holly was also on Big Brother. So I don't know. I think The Amazing Race would be really fun.
Okay.
John and I did that.
Yeah.
And I mean, who wouldn't want to see the Johnny Mundo and Taya Valkyrie show?
Yeah, dude, hey? The
Worldwide Underground House.
That would
anything.
Be tremendous.
So who knows what the future holds? But we're just, you know, plugging along, trying to make our dreams happen, and working really hard to do so.
Can you talk about, you know, Worldwide Underground, just the chemistry that you all share, obviously, beyond John? Because it's, you know, I was just
talking
like with
these
PJ.
Are my, like, PJ. PJ also lives in Los Angeles, so he's become one of our, like, best friends. We hang out all the time. Jack was a huge part of my survival in Mexico, because he was there in AAA at the same time that I was, so we became really good friends there, and we've just seen each other go through so many things that, like, when we came together on Lucha Underground, even though we came from all these significantly different places, like John from WWE and his kind of career, and PJ from that, his career, and he's from South Africa and has this different kind of, like, style and idea about wrestling, and Jack is, you know, American, but went to the Mexico wrestling thing and like all those kind of things. Like, we all came from these different places and we all came together and it creates magic, you know? So it was so fun that we got paired together, and I'm just excited for everyone to see what happens in this season, because we as a whole
Ricky
grow
going
so
crazy.
Much. And then Ricky, well, we don't talk about Ricky. Ricky and his
That's why
doll.
Interns can't have nice things.
Oh, my God, no. Interns cannot have nice things. And he needs to change his name back because I don't like it. But so, you guys are going to have so much fun with what happens in the future. So
we're looking forward to it. You mentioned how lucky you were that you got paired together. Is that something that one of you pitched, or was it just sort of like that
happened.
They came to you?
It happened completely by chance, because I was actually supposed to be Cobra Moon at first a few weeks before.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They were telling me, and I got measured for the costume. I mean, things in TV change, like, they can turn on a dime, and they're completely different, and it wasn't until a few days before, or whenever it was, that I got told, no, you're going to go as Taya, pack your Taya stuff, and I was like, all right, went there, didn't know what that meant, I didn't know if I was going to be paired with anybody, because obviously I was with Perros del Mal in Mexico, yes. So I thought maybe I might have been with Pentagon, or maybe I would have been with Dagger, who knows, but no, and then they paired me with Johnny, and the rest is history. So.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned MLW mm-hmm. earlier. I mean, you're on Impact and everything like that. Lucha Underground is so great. And there just seems to be so many options out there. There's great independent places like All Pro Wrestling in the Bay Area, which is where I come
from. Yeah, and we just came from Defy in Seattle, which is one of my other favorite places to be. I'm wrestling in LA all the time in bar wrestling, Nuclear Heat.
Bar wrestling's great, yeah.
We're doing like World Revolution Wrestling, World Class Revolution.
I just started
following
Nuclear Heat. Like, that looks amazing.
Yeah, we're doing that the next two. The one in Texas for the next 2 days. I mean, we're everywhere.
So that's what. So, it's so what, cool. What kind of a time for this is pro wrestling? I mean, do you think this seems like it's almost as good as it's ever been?
It's honestly the best time for us as performers, and also the best time for fans. You have access to every person that you could ever imagine in the wrestling world, and you have also the option of seeing these dream matches that, say, 2 years ago were not possible. So the idea of me going to ROH, that's totally doable. Yeah. If I, you know what I mean? I could wrestle practically anybody I want, male or female, at this point in 2018 in professional wrestling, and that's really magical.
That's super awesome. Last one for you, just as we're talking about Lucha Underground here with Taya at San Diego Comic-Con, what have you seen that Lucha Underground has done for your career?
Oh, everything. it gave me a platform in the U.S. It put me on TV in America for the first time, and it found me my husband. So I think that's pretty good.
That's not too bad, Taya. Always great to catch up
Thank
with you.
Thank you.